The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Hartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Hartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in a honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He is healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level with the Lord. With others in my family, we are now in our 19th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so delighted to have as my guest again today, David Dunn, who's the Research Director of the Oklahoma Family Policy Council. David, so glad to have you, that you were able to come back today. We talked about the report that came out last week about the economic effects of the breakup of families. Would you like to give us a little review on that?
Exactly. Well, for those that didn't hear the previous program, there was a major new study that came out on Tax Day, April 15th, interestingly enough, and they looked to see what is the cost of all the divorce and unwed childbearing that's occurring in our country. What are we actually paying? What are state and federal governments and the taxpayers who fund those governments paying for these situations? And they found that we're paying a minimum of $112 billion, that's billion with a B, in annual taxpayer costs nationwide due to the high rates of divorce and unmarried childbearing. On the state level, that translates into at least $430 million that Oklahoma taxpayers are paying each and every year because of the high rates.
My goodness.
So it's it's a lot of money. That figures out to over $1 trillion in the last decade at the federal level and over $4.3 billion at the state level. So we're paying a lot of money for the fact that our families are struggling.
Oh, it's so sad. Because it's one way to look at it is economically, and that gets people's attention, because economics does get people's attention. But the broken hearts is where Hartmenders has been working, and that's an effect that affects generation after generation after generation. I'm really concerned about the cohabitation thing. We say, well, we talk about the rates of divorce after marriage, but there's just so many people that are not even getting married anymore.
Yes, exactly.
And trying to establish a household. How does that affect them, and how does it affect the children that come from those non-unions?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's about, just to give people perspective, there's about 2.4 million marriages in the United States each year, about 1.2 million divorces. And if you do the math on that, you would think, well, that's about a 50% divorce rate, but not everybody that's getting married is actually getting divorced. So the statistics actually are in a first time marriage, there's about a 41 to 43% chance that that couple will divorce. But what has really happened, even though the divorce rates have kind of remained somewhat stable, over a number of years. What has increased hugely, as you've mentioned, is the cohabitation rates. Lots of couples, you know, I guess starting in the 60s when you had the idea that, oh, marriage is just a piece of paper, and you had all the free love movement and all that, people started just living together. Well, what began as just kind of a hobby has become a full-time profession today, and you've got huge amounts of couples, even in conservative Oklahoma, that are living together, and they often believe that it's not so much that people don't have the morals or they don't understand that that marriage is important. It's oftentimes it's because they've grown up as children of divorce. They've seen their own parents divorce, and they're determined not to make that mistake in their own lives. And so oftentimes they cohabit because they think, well, we'll just see this as a trial marriage. We'll see how it goes. And if it works, then we can get married later. But what the statistics show that are that only 15% of couples that cohabit first are still together 5 years later. So 85% split off and they don't see each other again. So actually, rather than being a trial marriage, it's really just almost a guarantee that you won't be together. So people just need to, they need to do things the right way. They need to get some, you know, premarital counseling. There's wonderful inventories that are available where people can look before they get married at a lot of the different issues and their attitudes and beliefs about them, and can work through some of these differences. And then ultimately get married. And that's the way to do it. That's the way to provide a strong relationship for the husband and wife, and also a strong, secure home for children, which is so important.
Right, because if they've come up with no input from family themselves that would help them make a wise decision, and, of course, the enemy has got it to where we get so offended at the generation before us for the mistakes they made,
mm-hmm.
that we think they have no wisdom at all, particularly when we're about 17 to 21.
Yeah.
And that's the time we most need to be listening to people's wisdom for us, because they have learned some things, sometimes through their mistakes.
Yeah, the school of hard knocks is the best teacher, and a lot of times these people that maybe they haven't done everything right, but they can certainly impart even that wisdom to their kids,
right.
if they're willing to share. But, you know, that's why efforts like the Oklahoma Marriage Initiative and Marriage Network Oklahoma are so important. These are both a state effort as well as a private effort to strengthen marriages and to encourage couples to get married in the first place.
Right. And young people are not brought up with much input that's healthy about their relationship issues. They get it from the media, which is about as far weird as you can get, what they show in the media that they portray as normal. I am very intrigued with your KEEP program that has come out of Oklahoma Family Policy.
Oh, yeah.
Council. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, yeah, the KEEP program has been going since really about 1999 as well. KEEP is an acronym. It stands for Kids Eagerly Endorsing Purity. And the idea here is to go into the schools, into the public schools most of the time, and teach teenagers aged about 12 to 19 to be sexually abstinent until they get married. And interestingly enough, this has been a mandate from the U.S. Congress that we go into the schools and try and reestablish that tie between sexual activity and marriage. Because that's where God designed sex to occur, was in the context of marriage, and that's where our government would like to see that occur as well. And we've been very successful. We've now taught over 60,000 young people the value of being abstinent until marriage, and we're active in Oklahoma County, in Tulsa County, and in several of the surrounding counties here in central Oklahoma. So the KEEP program has been a wonderful thing for us. We're actually going to be having an event called Purity Day at the Oklahoma State Capitol on April the 24th. is coming up here very shortly.
I think it'll already have occurred by the time we do this program. We did mention it last week.
Okay. Well, this is the second year that we've done this, and we're making it an annual event, so people can look for that in 2009 in the spring as well. But what we're going to be bringing 300 teens to the state capitol to hear from several inspiring speakers. I think Miss Oklahoma will be there. We'll have Paul Abner with the Worth the Wait Abstinence Program, our own staff from Oklahoma Family Policy Council and the KEEP program. And we're going to be talking to teens about the value of not just abstinence, but purity as well. I mean, people can be, as we learned through the last decade with the various things occurring in Washington, D.C., we learned that people can, that they can maybe be technically abstinent, but it doesn't mean that you're pure. And so kids, we're going to be talking about that as well.
They don't know how valuable they are, and they give parts of themselves away, even emotionally or mentally, by what they take into their eyes and ears, and they just get so fragmented that they don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
And then when they want to have a relationship that's whole and healthy, they're fragmented.
Exactly.
And they not bring wholeness into the relationship.
Yeah, we actually have some various different skits and games and things we play with the kids to help illustrate the various points we're trying to teach. And one of those involves the use of some stick tape, like what you would use for packing boxes, packing tape. And we'll put the tape around kids' arms and do different things and try and illustrate that, well, you've got relationships with a whole bunch of different kids and all that. But and then when they try and when you try and stick those two pieces of tape together from the guy to the girl, when they've had all those previous relationships, the bonding is not very good, and that tape doesn't stick as well.
That's a good illustration.
Yeah, exactly.
You have some wonderful visual illustrations in KEEP. I took your training, and it's just marvelous. Just so helpful to help young people get a different picture from what they've been shown.
Uh-huh.
Where they just, it's just dreadful, some of the things that they are taught in the media that are, quote, everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Now, the KEEP program is a volunteer-based program. It's basically exactly what the people that did this report that we were talking about and what they're looking for is a volunteer-based effort.
That's right. Well, we're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and David Dunn. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000, KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is David Dunn, Research Director of the Oklahoma Family Policy Council. Well, I really have always been impressed, ever since I met you guys some years back, about all of the things that the Oklahoma Family Policy Council does. So I want to tell you, just had the Purity Day, and you spoke about that earlier. We just are excited about all the things that people of faith can do to help to turn the tide of our culture. Well, I think you said one of the first things coming up is the National Day of Prayer.
Well, exactly. The National Day of Prayer is something that actually has been ongoing in the country since Harry S. Truman initiated the National Day of Prayer in 1952, but it was in 1988 when Ronald Reagan established the first Thursday in May each year as the National Day of Prayer. And so this year that will be May the 1st, which is coming up in just a few days. And there's going to be prayer observances all across the state of Oklahoma, in various communities, in various churches. There's going to be a main prayer observance at the Oklahoma State Capitol, which that occurs every year, and it's always a wonderful event. There's usually a lot of legislators, sometimes the governor, and often the governor and the lieutenant governor attend, and then we have various people from the various different sectors of society that come and pray for those special sectors. There's special music. And if people want to come to the National Day of Prayer event at the Capitol, they should be there about 11:15 in the morning on May the 1st. And it will be inside the Capitol on the fourth floor rotunda. And people can get there. There's free parking on the south lot of the Capitol. People can come, and it will be a very encouraging event.
I was able to attend last year, and I have attended others, but last year, oh, it was just wonderful. I was just so uplifted.
Yeah, it's always
wonderful.
It's always great. You kind of think, well, this is just going to be a, you know, just kind of a, with all the politicians there, it's just going to be kind of a, an event, and everybody's talking and all that, but it's not. It's very uplifting.
We had an open heaven there last year.
Yeah.
The music just felt, there was choral music ahead and then special music, and it just, I mean, it was just, the Spirit was there. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and people are used to praying, you know, you can pray at your home, you can pray in your car, you can pray in your church, but it's kind of nice to go to the seat of government. We hear so much about the fact that people of faith are, there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, and yet it's wonderful. It's perfectly legal, and it's wonderful for folks to go to the seat of government in their state capital and pray together corporately.
Right. There is a spiritual principle that the foundation of a city or a state determines its level. And Oklahoma was established by a governmental edict. So we have a special anointing in Oklahoma to pray for government.
Yeah, well,
isn't that neat?
Yeah, well, and from I can tell you that the legislators very much appreciate people's prayers. It's a tough situation. There's a lot of partisan bickering back and forth, and aside from that, it's just a tough challenge to deal with the thousands of bills that are introduced every year, and
yes,
to do it in a workmanlike way. So
yes,
they appreciate our prayers.
Right. And we think you have a couple other things coming up. Marriage Network Oklahoma has some.
Well, yes. We've alluded a little bit to it, but, you know, we've got 16 churches in the central Oklahoma area that are involved with Marriage Network Oklahoma in developing a marriage ministry in their church. And we would encourage a lot of churches to participate with us in this program. If you're out there and you're a member of a church and your church doesn't have a very active marriage ministry, or, you know, most churches don't. Most churches, they'll have some emphasis on premarital counseling for couples, but then after that, it's usually couples are kind of on their own, and we're finding that churches really need to have a comprehensive marriage ministry in
right,
their church.
Right.
And Marriage Network Oklahoma is offering our services to try and help churches do that, to work through the various issues, to make an assessment of their church, where they are, and then to develop a comprehensive ministry that deals with engaged couples, married couples, marriage enrichment, the use of inventories to help couples determine kind of where they are. Help for crisis couples, and then help for step families. You know, that's a whole nother challenge when two different families come together and they have to try and blend together. It's not always like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, no, it isn't. And I think you have also something coming up on the Truth Project.
Yeah. Well, and before I talk about the Truth Project, there's two events. One in July 22nd, Marriage Network Oklahoma is going to be having the Crisis Marriage Counseling Training. And then in October 30th, the Marriage Enrichment Training we're going to be offering. So this is a great time for churches to plug in to what we're doing here in Central Oklahoma. The Truth Project is actually a biblical worldview training. If folks are familiar with the Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson, then they may have heard about this. But, you know, statistics, the Barna Group in Ventura, California, did some research a few years ago and found out that only 9% of Christians have a biblical worldview. And so there's that's kind of hard to believe, but I think that's why we see so many of the statistics that say that for example, the number of marriages, number of divorces are not that much different in the church versus the culture at large. And so this training is intended to help people learn how to present this biblical worldview training. This is actually a training for trainers. And the idea is that the couples can come, anyone interested in doing this training can come on September 27th, later this fall, and be trained in how to present this biblical worldview training in small groups that they either create themselves or that they do through their church. And it's going to be just a wonderful training. There's like 12 DVDs that take you through a whole curriculum on how to present and how to develop a biblical worldview.
That's so necessary. I don't think most people even realize that they have a worldview. And if they do, they don't know what it is. And they don't know that they're supposed to form one purposefully from what the Bible says. Oh, they'll get it wrong. They'll get their life wrong if they do not have a biblical basis for living, because we have to start with how God sees it, because He is truth Himself is truth.
Yes, and you have to, as you mentioned, you have to be very intentional about your worldview, because you'll absorb just a relativistic worldview just through the air that we breathe. You know, that's kind of the culture that we have in the world is just relativism. It's kind of whatever anyone decides is fine. You have your truth, I have my truth, and people can believe whatever they wish. And you know, that's just not true.
It's not accurate
according to Scripture. So
it's not accurate. It will fail you.
Yeah,
it will fail you.
And that's why I think, you know, we've talked about the family fragmentation study. A lot of people just figure that, hey, they'll live together and everything will be fine. But when you violate the principles of Scripture, then the result is often not what people would wish.
No, it's a tragedy often. Well, I want to thank David for being with me these 2 weeks. We've just had a wonderful time talking about family issues and help that you can get and ways of realizing what is going on in our culture. A lot of the destruction is warfare from the enemy that we even known we were in that kind of war, but we are. And the Heartmenders has resources to help you with that. And I want to pray a blessing on you today, that your family would be blessed in the Lord as you turn to Him for answers for strains and hurts in relationships, because He is the healer of hearts. And we just are so grateful that He is with us. He loves us. He makes up all the difference where we have failed. We have felt we have done a poor job. He will help us to be a good parent, to be a good spouse, to be a good brother and sister. Whatever our relationships are, He will teach and train us how to have that, to be healthy and whole. And I surely do thank David, a good family man, and one who works for the family continually, for having been with us these 2 weeks. And we just appreciate it so much. And I just know that your family is a blessed family. And we thank all of our listeners for being with us this morning on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Carol Gordon and David Dunn, and we trust that this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. I thank you again for joining us, and I will see you next week. Blessings on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.